Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now here's your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio on Transformation Talk Radio Network. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose and happiness. That's our topic today. Each Tuesday on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, we'll have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you make authentic and lasting changes in your life, moving you from stuckness to happiness. Today, we're going to be completely focused on happiness. Earlier this year, I did an 8-week workshop called Let's Get Happy. And at the time, having just returned from a 5-day happiness coaching certification with Robert Holden, I was really pumped and ready to share the keys to authentic happiness with everybody, anybody who wanted to listen to me. And so I did this 8-week workshop. And in the workshop, at the end, to a person, every single participant said that by the end of the 8 weeks, they were happier than when they started. So I thought it would be kind of fun to check in with some of the participants and see how happy they are now, 8 months later, and let them share some of the tools they found to be most helpful in maintaining their increased happiness. And so to that end, I talked with 3 of the participants. We pre-recorded the interviews, and I'm just going to dive in to the very first interview with Ann Litt. So, Brian, if you would load up that audio, please.
Will do. It's ready to go.
Thank you. Hi, Ann. Thank you so much for agreeing to talk to me about happiness.
Hello. I'm happy to be talking about happiness.
Happy to be talking about happiness. That's a good thing to be happy about. So I wanted to start by just asking you about what led you to take the 8-week happiness course.
Well, all last year, I'd just been kind of in a funk, and I was unhappy. I was really negative, and I could see that it was not only affecting me, but the people around me. And I just couldn't get out of the rut. And when you brought up, you know, the idea of this happiness workshop, I thought, you know, it doesn't hurt to try this. And if, you know, I need something to help me get out of this funk and get going with my life and not be so, you know, down or in the dumps all the time.
Right. So it was like wanting to be proactive about feeling better and being a happier person.
Yes, because I was just miserable. I just was not happy at all.
Well, that's not a good thing, and I know that you are happier now, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So over the course of the 8 weeks, was there one thing in particular that you learned or an aha that you had that had the most impact on you?
Well, the one thing that really affected me, I think, the most out of the whole class, I mean, to the core, was when we did the meditation on going into ourselves and taking an old belief and replacing that with a brand new belief. And
okay.
Actually seeing that done through that whole meditation was totally life-changing for me.
So just to kind of put a little context around it for the listeners, we did an exercise where the participants identified beliefs that they had about happiness that were blocking happiness. And then we chose one of those beliefs and we did a guided meditation where you each went in and took your old belief and you destroyed it in some way, and then you replaced it with the new belief that you wanted to have instead.
Yes.
And do you feel comfortable sharing the old belief and the new belief?
Well, my old belief was that happiness is fleeting, that it never stays, and that I wasn't worthy enough to allow it to stay.
Uh-huh.
Like there was something just wrong with me that I just could not maintain, you know, I couldn't maintain happiness.
Right.
But that was all within myself, and changing that belief to I deserve to be happy and happiness is not fleeting, and being able to change that in my mindset and move that forward, it made a big difference for me.
Wow. Wow. And I'm happy to hear it. I mean, I of course already knew this, but you know, I'm just so happy to hear it again that it made a big difference for you. So of the practices that we learned about in the course, or even things that you learned about elsewhere, what practice or practices did you take away that you continue to use?
There are a couple that I use quite frequently, and one is a gratitude journal.
Mm-hmm.
And when I don't do it as often as I'd like to, but I try to make sure that I do it a couple times, 3 times a week, or when I'm feeling kind of that cloud come down over me,
mm-hmm.
get my notebook out and I start writing about all the things that I'm grateful for, and it changes my perception and it makes me see the things that I'm, you know, lucky to have in my life, that I have, you know, health, that I can read, you know, do all these different things that put where I'm at into perspective, and
mm-hmm.
it totally changes my mindset for the rest of the day or for that, you know, time period.
Right.
So that was really a big thing for me and still continues to be. And also the meditation portion
mm-hmm.
of taking some time out to slow my mind down, slow my body down, so that I can actually concentrate on things that I'd like to work on or things that are important for me to, I can't think of the right word, work through.
Oh, process, uh-huh.
Process through. And that has been a big deal for me. It's just the slowing my whole self down.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, I know that that's so true for me too, that the, when I'm feeling anxious or upset, you know, you can't process through things in
yeah.
a good way, right? Yeah. So the slowing down makes a huge difference. And I know, going back to the gratitude journal, I remember you telling me too that you had posted on your, isn't it like on your refrigerator in your kitchen?
Yes.
Where your family can write
yes.
what they're grateful for. And I love that.
Yep. We do that. Eli does, my son, my mm-hmm. husband and I, we do a gratitude, you know, once a week, 3 times a week or whenever we're feeling it. So.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So if you were to talk to someone who wanted to feel happier, what one practice or action would you suggest to them that would help them feel happier?
I would say having yourself laugh like once an hour,
mm-hmm.
like that practice,
because yeah.
I still do that. That also, that's one of the ones, because just out of the blue, you put a little reminder to yourself to laugh or to smile, and I think that helps lift your mood even just a little bit, and it makes you go through the rest of your day. And also, I have two, so the gratitude journal for me would also be another one.
Right. And you know what I love about both of those things is that they are so simple,
mm-hmm.
that they don't take a lot of effort and they don't take a lot of time.
Mm-mm. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even 2 minutes to laugh. And it
right.
totally changes your mood, and 2 minutes to write 5 things down that you're grateful for.
Yeah, and one thing I want to throw in there, just, you know, because there are people who don't know this, laughing and smiling, whether we feel like it or not, actually releases endorphins and other chemicals in our body that make us feel better. And so when you don't feel like laughing is the time that you really should.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
It does make you feel better.
And it totally makes you feel better.
Yeah, absolutely. And it boosts your immune system too. So a nice side benefit besides feeling happier, you're healthier.
Exactly. And sometimes other people hear you laugh
That's right.
As well. So not only have you helped yourself, but you've also helped somebody else.
And that, let me add the thing too about this, the mirror neurons too. I don't know if you remember this part, but the smiling, when you smile at someone, even if they don't physically smile back at you, their brain smiles at you because of mirror neurons, and it releases in them the same endorphins as if they had smiled.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So you are making other people around you happier as well.
I hope so.
Yes, I know you are. I absolutely know you are. So before we close out, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I just want to say thank you so much for putting the workshop together. It has made a big difference in my life, and I can't thank you enough.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, it just, you know, I mean, that's why I love to do it, is because it does make a difference to people. And so I'm so happy that it did make a difference for you.
Definitely.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time out to let me talk to you about happiness. And I know that there are other people who are going to hear what you had to say that are going to take up a practice that you suggested, even if there's only one person. It's so worth it to share it with other people. So thank you very much. Well, that was Ann Litt, who was a participant in my 8-week Let's Get Happy workshop earlier this year, sharing how being happier, how she ended up feeling happier, and what she's doing to maintain it. For now, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hear from another one of the participants of the Let's Get Happy workshop and find out how she stays happy. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
We're back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, and today I'm talking with participants from my 8-week Let's Get Happy workshop. They're sharing with us what helped them to be happier and tools they recommend that you can try to increase your own happiness. And I want to move right into the second interview. So, Brian, if you can bring up the second audio for us.
Hi, Elaine. I'm so happy that you agreed to do this interview with me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So what we wanted to talk about today is about happiness and about some ways that you have found that have helped you to be happier. And the way that this came up was that I did this 8-week course earlier this year, and you were one of the participants in that. And so I wanted to start out by asking you about why you wanted to take the 8-week course.
Well, the timing was really good for me. I had had a bit of a revelation no more than 3 months before the course started that had really changed my perspective on what was important to me. And I jumped at the opportunity to start this course at the beginning of the year and kind of enhance that perspective that I was kind of developing. The timing was perfect, and the topics that you had let me know were going to be a part of the course sounded really appealing to me.
So in your case, it wasn't that you were really searching for happiness as much as it was you'd already started down that path, and this was kind of an add-on to what you already had discovered.
Absolutely. It was something that I thought would kind of get me to the next level, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It piqued my curiosity, and I thought that it will probably really help me to expand my knowledge.
Okay. And was there one thing that you learned or an aha that you had during the course that made the most impact on you?
There was. The one thing that made the most impact to me was just knowing that I have everything I need to be happy right now, that nothing has to change, nothing has to be planned or achieved or happen for me to be happy, that I can decide to be happy now. And the fact that that works was pretty amazing to me and quite a gift.
I think there's probably a number of people listening right now that are going, I don't know mm-hmm. that I believe that, because it's true that in our society, that's not what we learn. We learn that it is through achievement or it's through acquisition of things that mm-hmm. or experiences that we become happy. But what you're saying is that the happiness is always there for you mm-hmm. to access.
Yeah, absolutely. And knowing that was pretty amazing, because I had been spending all my time achieving and I had been spending all my time planning. And, as soon as I stopped and realized that I could be enjoying myself instead, it was pretty life changing.
And how has it been different for you? What is different in the way that you do things or the way you approach things because of that?
I would say that my attitude is just very different. I feel at all times a sense of contentedness that I never had before, mm-hmm. because I don't feel like I need anything that I don't already have. I feel like my timing is always good,
yeah.
which is
yeah.
pretty great.
It is.
Uh-huh. And I feel like at any time I can slow down and I can go there and really be very happy in the moment, no matter what's going on. Because I've learned it doesn't really matter so much what's just happened or what's about to happen, because in the present moment, things are almost always really great.
Right, right. So what practices did you take away that you've continued to use?
The big one for me that I learned, kind of kick-started in the course, was meditation. I had not been able to incorporate that into a regular routine before I took the course,
mm-hmm.
but doing it in, I think, pretty much every class and having homework assignments that involved meditation got me to the point where I felt comfortable doing it. I could sit still, I could breathe. And I still do it now for several different reasons.
So how does it help you be happier?
It helps me to reset. If I'm feeling stressed or fatigued, I can get into a contented, relaxed state pretty easily through meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I can get closer to providing myself some good advice or having some good answers when it comes to decisions that I have to make, rather than being really analytical about things and going round and round. If I meditate on something, I feel more peace with moving forward.
Well, I tell you, I really relate to that, because you and I have a lot of similarities, as we've talked about before,
mm-hmm.
and I tend to be in my head a lot, which is the analytical piece, but where we really need to make our decisions from is from our heart, not our head,
mm-hmm.
from our higher self, who really knows what is the greatest good, not only for us, but for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't slow down and access that part, we don't hear it. It's the head
mm-hmm.
part that we hear. It's all the thoughts. And so I totally relate to what you're saying, and it's very true for me as well. And for me, there just comes that sense of peace from it, of
mm-hmm.
knowing that, this is right for me. I don't know if you experienced that or not.
Absolutely. I think any time that I spend at peace with myself, focused on myself, quite frankly, is
yes.
time well spent.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. That's so true. So what practice or action would you suggest to someone else who would like to feel happier?
I would say the one practice that I would suggest to anybody would be a gratitude practice, because it doesn't take any skill. It's very easy to do, and you can do it in just a few minutes on a regular basis. I found that it made such a difference for me going through the course, and really helped to give me a good attitude, again, about all the things that I have instead of focusing on the things that I don't.
Right. So I can understand that when you said that your big aha was that I can be happy in this moment, and gratitude is directly related to that, because having gratitude for what already is helps us be in that place of being happy where we are right now.
Absolutely.
And I love that, the practice that you would suggest is so easy that, anybody can do it. It's not like you have to have special training and how to write a list of I am grateful for every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it doesn't take very much time. You can do it in 5 minutes a day. And, I know personally that it makes a huge difference to me, too. It helps me get my focus on what's right rather than what I want to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So any final words of wisdom?
I would say that in relation to the gratitude practice, what was really helpful to me in the course was it helped me find out what was truly important to me. And in a way, it helped me reorganize my priorities. And once I had kind of refocused my energy on what was important to me, it made life seem so much easier because I had such a short list.
Well, yeah, and you don't have to, every time something comes up, you don't have to do the analyzing, right? Because mm-hmm. you already know what's right for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Those are great words of wisdom. Thank you.
Well,
again, thanks, Elaine, so much for coming and sharing your perspective. I know that it will be helpful to people who are listening, even if all they take away is to meditate or to do a gratitude practice every day. And I really appreciate you sharing your experience with the listeners.
It was fun. Thank you, Laura.
All right. Thank you. And we'll talk to you later.
So that was Elaine Dilley, who was one of the participants. My gosh, my words are not coming out well. One of the participants in the Let's Get Happy workshop that I put on in January and February this year. And, you know, talking to these participants makes me want to do the workshop again. And so if this is something you think you might be interested in, I'd love to hear from you. Email me, laura@blueheronwisdom.com, if you're interested in doing a happiness workshop, and I'll gauge the interest because I would love to present it again. And, of course, now it is time for us to go to a break again. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. When we come back, Jacqueline Clark will be sharing her experience of getting happy and maintaining that happiness. So stay tuned.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
We're back on Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley. Today I'm talking with participants from my 8-week Let's Get Happy workshop, and they're sharing with us what helped them to be happier and tools they recommend that you can try to increase your own happiness. And we're going to come up now on the third interview with Jacqueline Clark. So, Brian, whenever you're ready, if you can put on that audio. Hi, Jacqueline. Thank you so much for agreeing to talk to me today.
Hi, Laura. Thanks.
Yeah, I know that it will really be helpful to people to be able to hear what is what was useful to you and what has helped you be happier. So thank you again.
You're so welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
So I want to start by asking you, we did this 8-week happiness course together earlier this year, and I'm curious about why you wanted to take the course.
Why I wanted to take the course. I was not in a very good spot when I started the course. January, right?
Yeah.
My long-term marriage had just split up, and I was kind of trying to figure out who I was because I felt like I'd lost myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it just came at a really good time for me to start exploring happiness, and I was reading a whole bunch of personal development books, and it just was a really good fit for where I was.
Okay. And I know that at the end of the course, one of the things that you said that it was, I don't remember the exact quote, but it was something like doing the course was worth, you know, X number of sessions of therapy or something.
Definitely. I learned a lot. I grew a lot through the course, and the homework assignments that we had, I found to be, you know, really useful, and it really helped me.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that, because I really like that, the perspective of being able to focus on being happy as opposed to trying to fix ourselves led to that result for you. So along those lines, was there one thing in particular that you learned or an aha that you had during the course that made the most impact on you?
There were several things that had impact on me. There's one exercise that we did where we looked at what our limiting beliefs were.
Uh-huh.
And you had suggested writing them with our left hand to unlock our inner child.
Right. Right. That accesses, helps you access subconscious.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this, I don't know if I want to share exactly what my limiting belief was, but I had this huge epiphany of what had been a huge limiting belief for me for my whole life. Like, it was a childhood belief. It had come up really when I was young. And it didn't even come out through, like, therapy or through my own kind of inner musings. It came out when I was writing with my left hand. And
wow.
I stopped and went, oh, my God.
Wow.
That's it. And then when we did the meditation and kind of rewrote our belief and buried the other one and ripped it and did all kinds of crazy things to our old limiting belief,
mm-hmm.
found that to be very freeing. So that exercise, that one day, that was a homework assignment plus the exercise, the meditation, I found it to be just totally freeing.
Wow. Wow. You know, and something so simple as writing with your left hand to uncover that. I mean, that's one of the things that I hope that people are getting out of these conversations I'm having, is that there are lots of simple things that we can do that can be really impactful. So I'm really, you know, excited to hear that there was something that really was pretty easy to do that led to a big breakthrough for you.
Yeah, I was surprised, you know, because it is such a simple thing, and it accessed a part of my brain that I hadn't allowed myself to access before. So.
Right, right. So what practices did you take away from the course that you've continued to use afterwards?
Well, the main practice that I've taken away is the gratitude journal.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of focusing on the small things that go right every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like the rainbows, the sunsets, the beautiful vistas, the smile from your child, this, you know, one little comment that someone makes. It makes all the difference in the world when you focus on those things.
Right.
And that's the one thing that I probably still do daily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I started doing it at night, writing down what I was grateful for, and then I decided that I wanted to be the kind of person that leapt out of bed in the morning.
Am I hearing that wasn't what you were doing naturally?
I wasn't doing that naturally. So I decided to change my gratitude practice a little bit, and I decided that in the morning I would sit and think to myself of the three things I really wanted to get out of bed and be grateful for when I went to bed at night. So I kind of changed it around to be forward-looking for the day.
Right.
And that actually worked.
That's great. I love that you shifted around, because we all have to find what works for us. And I love that you found something that really worked for you in helping you reach a goal that you wanted, which was being excited to get out of bed in the morning.
Yep.
So what is one practice or action that you would suggest to someone who would like to feel happier?
Well, it's all about, I think, changing your focus. And so I really like the gratitude journal. I've suggested it to several of my friends and colleagues and even clients, that if they're having problems with, you know, being depressed or just not being able to see the positives in life, to start mm-hmm. the gratitude journal and start with the question you posed to us, which was, you know, if you woke up tomorrow only with what you were grateful for today, what would it be like?
Right.
You know,
so it really makes you notice everything that you have to be grateful for.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that too.
It gives you a sense of richness about your life, no matter where you are now.
Absolutely. So before we close, is there anything else that you want to add?
That's a good question. I totally enjoyed the happiness workshop. It was 8 weeks. We, you know, bonded, I think, as a group.
Yeah.
And we learned a lot. And I think you've interviewed some other people, but I think we all walked away with practices, maybe even different practices, that we're still using and we're still growing, you know, because it kind
right.
of snowballs. Like you start, I was telling this to a client this morning, you kind of start with like the small things, trying to change your focus, small incantations or affirmations and, you know, your gratitude journal. And then everything, your work kind of snowballs and all of a sudden you kind of tip over the precipice and you're rolling downhill and all of a sudden all the changes come so much faster, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That is so true. That's really a great point. And it is what I love, and you're right, I've talked to a few other people too, and all of them, you know, the things that have been meaningful have been small things. The things that have been helpful have been easy to do things. And so it doesn't take this huge shift in your life to be able to make changes that will lead to more happiness.
No.
I love that.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Jacqueline. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. I think it will be very helpful to other people to hear what your experience was and even your suggestions about something that they can do right now that might help them be happier. So thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me on the show, Laura.
You bet. So that was Jacqueline Clark sharing her perspective on happiness and how she is maintaining her own happiness after the 8-week course. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier in the show, having these conversations with these people who we went through this 8-week process together earlier this year has really made me remember how much fun we had doing that workshop, it turned out that it was only women, which I don't know if that means anything or not. Maybe women were more focused on their happiness, or maybe men are already happier. I don't know. I can't read anything into it, but it was all women. And we did bond in a way that Jacqueline mentioned, where we began to feel very comfortable with each other, because even though a lot of the practices that we're talking about here today are very simple, like writing a gratitude journal or doing meditation, there also is a deeper aspect of it where we're looking at what is it in how we are showing up today that is blocking us from being happier. And that is some deeper work that it really takes trust in the group to go through. And both Jacqueline and Anne mentioned one of the things that we did was looking at our limiting beliefs that were blocking us from happiness, and then doing this meditation where we destroyed the old belief and replaced it with a new belief. And for people to be able to share what those limiting beliefs were required a lot of trust in the group. And so I'm very grateful for that group itself and how it developed, so that people were able to do that and able to get the most from the exercises that we were doing and the practices that we were doing, because they were able to trust one another. Well, once again, it is time for a break. And this is Laura Longley with Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to share some of the fun and exciting things that are happening with me personally, as well as with Blue Heron Wisdom. So stay tuned.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness.
Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Welcome back to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been hearing from some of the participants of the 8-week Let's Get Happy workshop I led earlier this year. Now I want to move on to sharing a little bit about what's coming up for Blue Heron Wisdom and for me personally before I share this week's light bulb moment. So what's really foremost in my mind personally, and it's going to be professionally for Blue Heron Wisdom too, because what happens for me personally always affects my company as well. But I shared a couple weeks ago that I was going to be going to Edinburgh, that I had had this epiphany about Edinburgh and that I thought that maybe I was supposed to move there. And so I had planned to do a 1 month long trip there. And that is coming up in less than 2 weeks. I leave on October 29th. So last week, everybody started asking me, are you getting excited? And I kept saying, well, no. And it occurred to me that the reason I wasn't getting excited is because this isn't a vacation. It isn't that I'm going to be leaving my quote unquote real life and go on vacation for a month. I'm just moving where I'm living my real life to a different location for a month. And I've been doing some planning before I go so that I will already be connected with people when I arrive there, because my whole purpose in going for this month is to see what it would be like to live there, to see if it feels like someplace that I could create a community that would be the right support community for me. So I've been doing some things where I've been getting connected with people in advance. So I wasn't getting excited because it wasn't like I was thinking about vacation. But now that it's less than 2 weeks to go and I'm actually doing the details of things I need to do before I leave, like I need to get a loaner cell phone that'll work in Europe. And, I just got a Skype phone number that has a local Edinburgh phone number, things like that, where I'm really getting prepared. Now I'm starting to get excited, but it's not the excitement of vacation. It's still not that same feeling like when you're getting ready to go on vacation and that kind of escape feeling. It really is, I don't know if I can even describe this, it's really more this feeling of possibility or potential of this might be where I find my tribe. This might be where I'm meant to be. And, you know, it's kind of a soul thing. And I know that sounds a little woo-woo, but it kind of feels, I mean, that's why I was drawn there to begin with, is just for a reason that is unknown to me, I was drawn there. So it's exciting in the possibility of what that might be. So while I'm there, while I'm in Edinburgh, I'm going to be living my life as real. I'll be doing the show from Edinburgh instead of from Seattle. And while I'm there, I will be sharing with you on the show what's happening for me, how my experience is going. And, I hope that you'll all hold good intention for me for it to be a great experience for me. And another thing I wanted to mention is that while I'm there, I would really love to hear from any listeners in the UK. You can email me at laura@blueheronwisdom.com. And really, I'd love to hear from any listeners at all, regardless of where you are located. at laura@blueheronwisdom.com. You know, we sit here and do this radio show every week, and it's all going out. And, you know, we sometimes ask for phone calls, and we sometimes get phone calls, but mostly it's going out. And I would so love to get feedback and hear what your thoughts are, what's impacted you from the show, what you'd like to know more about on the show, what you'd like to see that we haven't done already. So please, I'd love for you to email me, laura@blueheronwisdom.com. And I really want to get people engaged. I talked before the break about how wonderful the experience was in the 8-week happiness course, how we all got comfortable with each other and learned to trust one another. And having that engagement opens up something that we can't do on our own. Having that community and that connection gives us access to parts of ourselves that we don't necessarily get to on our own by ourselves. And so I'm trying to create engagement and community in a variety of ways that beyond, you know, let's meet and go to a class together. So some ways that I would love to see you get engaged with these kinds of discussions is come to my page on Facebook. It's if you go to Facebook and then you just search for Blue Heron Wisdom, you'll find my page. The actual URL is www.facebook.com/blueheronwisdom. And I'm on Facebook every day, and I'm posting things. I'm asking questions. We're getting discussions going around happiness and authenticity and other growth opportunities for people. At the same time, I'm also on Twitter doing similar things. My handle, is that what they call it? My username there is Happy Coach Laura. So if you want to find me on Twitter, it's Happy Coach Laura. And I just last week, I created a group on LinkedIn called Authentic Happiness. And again, the whole purpose of it is to share tools with you to be happier and to engage us in discussion around what is happiness, how can I be more authentic, because being more authentic leads to more happiness. And once again, well, it's not even once again, I didn't say it already, always, my website is www.blueheronwisdom.com. Now, that's more one-sided, right? And I'd really love to get people engaged. So Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn group, would love to see you there. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, I'm now thinking about doing another one of these 8-week Let's Get Happy workshops. And if that's something you think you might be interested in, please email me, laura@blueheronwisdom.com. I feel like I've said that email like 10 times in the last 3 minutes, which I probably have. So let's move on to our light bulb moment for the week. And the light bulb moment is a practice that can help you have the light bulb come on for you in some way. And given that all three of the people I talked with today mentioned doing a gratitude practice or a gratitude journal, that's what I'm going to focus on for our light bulb moment. So their gratitude journal gets you thinking about what is right in your life, appreciating everything that you already have, and recognizing that you have all you already need. So doing a gratitude journal once a day. Some other ways you can do it is have conversations with family and friends about what you're grateful for. This is lots of times what saying grace is about before a meal. Thank someone that you appreciate. Make it a practice to every single day thank someone that you appreciate that you would have taken for granted before. Maybe it's a clerk at the store. Maybe it's a waitress. Maybe it's your mother for making dinner, whoever it is. Thanking spirit for everything that you have in your life. Doing gratitude artwork or doing a gratitude whiteboard like Anne mentioned, where in their family they have a whiteboard on their refrigerator where they write down what they're grateful for. So try one of those gratitude practices, make it a daily commitment to do it, and I guarantee you that you will be happier. I want to thank Elaine, Anne, and Jacqueline for sharing their experiences and what has made a difference for them in being happier. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, where authentic change takes flight. As always, I had a fabulous time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Next week on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, I'll be talking with Kim Kirkley, who is the author of Tune Into Happiness. So come back for more happiness. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit BlueHeronWisdom.com.
This is Stereo 1230 WBLQ Westerly Stonington, a DuPonti communication station. WBLQ.
Cash for Your Clickers is back only at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and now Volkswagen.
That's right.
Central is the only dealership that will give you a guaranteed amount for your trade. Registered or unregistered, any model, make, or year, it doesn't matter. Push, pull, power, fly into Central. There will be no additional markups.
Guaranteed.
Payments start at $129 per month on a new Ford Focus, $129 per month on a new Mazda 3, $129 per month on a new Hyundai Elantra, or an amazing $129 per month on a brand new Volkswagen Jetta. Central has America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will pay you $2,000. Central has over 600 vehicles to choose from, with hundreds of certified pre-owned vehicles. Central services all makes and models. Open 7 days. Central Auto Group, CT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. 860-564-4014.
Great value guarantee, minimum $2,000.
Number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
Now, some may ask, what is Freemasonry? Well, as Benjamin Franklin, I believe it's simple. Freemasonry is the very measure of a man. Look in every city and town in America, and you'll see, right out in the open, a building adorned with the square and compasses. Now, think for a moment. Freemasonry uses the oldest tools of antiquity, those tools of measurement used by the stonemasons, like the square and the compasses, to demonstrate and pass on the great truths and wisdom of the ages. We use tools of measurement because Freemasonry believes a man's greatness can be measured, not by his wealth or fame, but by his deeds, his character, his truth, his tolerance, his charity.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next show.
You tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.